Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Holy jingle bells, it's the holiday season. Lots of shopping to do. The holiday season is my favorite time of the year. And before you know it, it will be here, the big day. So don't stress out, make it easy on yourself and do all your holiday shopping on fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. It's where I'll get everything I need and my holiday will be stress-free and yours can too. So shop Amazon for all your holiday delights. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon and save a friend's holiday by sharing the link on social media. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. And I can't forget mom and dad, my little sister, little D. Oh, wait, he's been naughty this year.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, Lip, you are not going to sit back today and say nothing.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
So challenge.
Here is what we're going to do at the opening of the show, Lip. You and me. It's just me and you and your horrible camera shot.
All right. Give me 1 second.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Well, let's see. Let's just give Lip the time that he wants to do it. Oh, that's just cute. Little D showing me a picture. Lip, are you ready?
That's your baby.
Me and you are going to play word association, Lip. I'm going to say a word. You're going to say the first word that comes into your mind, okay?
Let's see how this goes.
Let's see how it goes. First word that comes into your mind, all right? Pizza.
Peanut butter.
Pin cushion.
Pillow.
Dress.
Pants.
Tire iron.
Car.
Cheese.
Sandwich.
Freedom.
Speech.
Freedom speech.
I want to get in on this.
Pin cushion.
We said that already, I thought.
No, I said pin. Didn't I? Safety pin?
I think you said pin cushion.
Okay, safety pin then, hell. Safety pin.
Point.
Eraser.
Paper.
Scissors.
Knife.
Thanksgiving.
Hungry.
All right, there you go. All right, that was all your words for this show. All right, everybody, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show.
That
joining
was a lot of sweat.
Does it hurt now?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That was your word exercise for the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the show is my little brother, Little D. He is back sitting in on Studio G.
Yeah, buddy.
There's a lot of new listeners that are out there, and we like to reset for Little D. He is the better looking half of me, and unfortunately he has all the looks and I got all the brains. He has all the kids and I
takes care of all.
You have all the money.
And I can't stand the rain against my window. All right.
Okay, we help you now.
So, thank you very much. All right, so we're gonna kick the show off here with spotlighting you? Our new listeners.
Are you talking to me? You said you.
I was looking at you.
Oh.
Spotlighting our new listeners. So it is the segment that we love so much. It is New Listener Alert! New Listener Alert! New Listener Alert! Orly, take it away. New listeners.
New listeners. We got Tommy in Florida.
Tommy!
We got Sarah.
Sarah. Oh, my girl, Sarah.
What's not to be confused with Sahara.
Sahara. What'd you say, Lil D?
Ain't there
a
song with Sarah in it?
Sarah. Dun, 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 dun. Am I dreaming that?
Or? I think it's going like, these eyes. These are, if anybody say, I'm going to say it. These eyes. Something like that.
I think he just made that up.
Like that movie.
I think he just made that up.
There's a Betty.
Well, no, we don't have a Betty as a new listener, though. We have a Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
We have a Betty on the question of the week, but we're not there yet.
So
stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
We got Juan.
Juan!
We got two.
Juan is in Arizona.
Hey, Juan. What's up, buddy? Thanks for listening.
And we got, let's see, we got Shamina.
Lil D, is that one of your friends?
Shamina.
Shamina Nikita?
Shamina.
Shamina, but she's from here too?
You got to get right up on that mic.
Shamina from Chandler.
Uh-oh. Lift it up to you. Why do you always have these problems?
I don't know.
There we go.
Limp.
There you go. There. Yeah.
Now watch by the end of the show or the middle of the show what happens.
All right, Orly.
So we got Shamina, and then we got...
What up, Shamina? You want to go to date?
Tyrell, also from Chandler.
Tyrell.
Shamina,
I know
Tyrell. Are those both your...
I know Tyrell.
He's bringing out the listeners tonight.
He's one of my peoples. Tyrell, you know me.
There you go.
Did we run an ad in the ghetto? Is that what happened?
I run up through there, gave out some cards.
Is that what you did?
Yep. Told him I was going to be on the show.
I'm sorry, Tyrell. I didn't mean that. I did, but I didn't.
And that's all we got this week.
That's all we
that
got
for... That told me.
That told you in
that
listening?
That told me. There's always new listeners.
How do people reach out to us if they are a new listener?
Facebook, Fat Guy Radio Show, the Facebook page, our Twitter, my Twitter, Orly Black Sox, our Instagram, Instagram, anywhere, email. Snail mail? Don't send it to Philippius' Twitter because he only checks it once a year.
He doesn't tweet.
I want to see his last tweet. It's probably the one you made him tweet,
which
was probably a long time ago.
Yeah, it was about a week ago. Yeah. So, yes, please reach out to us and let us know if you are a new listener. All right, Lip, start the show because that sucked. Look, will you guys please stop it with the selfies? Jeez.
You got a selfie thing so I can get all of us?
No.
You don't?
Selfie
this
stick.
This is a radio show. There's no such thing as a
post
selfie.
On Facebook so we get more people listening
so
to
So we
us.
Can have more Terrells and Shaquita?
Yes. And Ray Ray.
No.
And he gave us the hookup on stuff.
Hold on a minute. Did I not ask Philippians to start the damn show 5 seconds ago?
Oh, I was getting entertained. Sorry.
Start the damn show! Fat Guy Radio Show.
I was with my wife for 8 years before I asked her to marry me. I lived with her for 5. Now, when you've been with somebody 8 years before you ask them to marry you, it takes a little momentum out of the engagement. You know what I mean? Here's how I think I proposed. I just got down on one knee and I said, so, you want to break up or... I really thought a couple things. When I got engaged, there are two things that happen when you get engaged. You get all excited to give her the ring, and you know, it's real emotional, and you give it to her and she cries, and a second later you're like, damn, I could have had a car. You know? But you gotta let that go. But I really thought that when I got engaged, I thought that when I put that ring on her finger, that it would buy me a little time. This is not true. As soon as the ring goes on, it's like a switch. Rooms are being rented, bakers are called, there are musicians involved, and it's out of your hands, man. You might as well be on a dock waving goodbye to a boat. See ya! Y'all get the tux. I'll see you at the place. And if you think you're going to have the wedding you want to have, and your family's involved, forget it. We thought we were going to get married on a mountain at sunset in Arizona. Her mother put the kibosh on that plan with one sentence. Esther can't make it up the hill.
From the city of Glendale in the Grand Canyon State, it's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze, Philippius, and Orly. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
I feel like we should have like somebody in the corner with a keyboard playing that. That'd be awesome. You know, like Jay Leno has like a band.
We
like
do.
Jimmy
we
Kimmel.
Need, we need like a in-house musician.
Shanina. What was the girl's name on the new listener?
Shabika.
And we're going to take it to commercial break with Shamika. And she starts playing the...
That would be fun. Be awesome. Not at all. All right, Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries, 79 different countries with over 500,000 downloads all over the world with the best listeners in the world. I'm talking about you that are listening to this. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes.
What's a producer?
And our co-host, Orly.
Hello, I'm right here.
And my ignorant little brother, Lil B.
That'd be me.
That's why your camera shot's all messed up.
Hey!
All right. Interact with me and the guys during the show, folks. We like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys during the show at Fat Guy Radio Show. Make sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Target, Black Friday deals. You want to sign up today at fatguyradioshow.com/target to receive email alerts featuring Black Friday deals. Target.com is the best place for the holidays to do all of your shopping, especially for Black Friday. There is nothing worse than having to go and stand in those long lines or fight the crowds. Cut all that mess out of your life and shop at fatguyradioshow.com/target, where you can also sign up to receive Target Black Friday deals. And there are some deals that will be available on the website that will not be available in the stores. Ooh. And you want to be the first to know that. And you sign up at fatguyradioshow.com/target, also where you do all of your Target shopping as well. Please share the link with the friends, family, and enemies. fatguyradioshow.com/target. And we thank you in advance. Well, boys, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Hey,
glad to be here. Glad everybody is here. Lil D, I'm just going to adjust your, augment your camera there.
And you know I'm a celebrity, so you got to get my shot good. Tell people who I am and who I'll be DJing for now.
You are Lil D, and you DJ for people that pay you to DJ. And
celebrities.
In the hood.
No, celebrities.
He shows up with a high-powered set of headphones. He plugs in his iPod. Oh, I'm not even his iPod. His MP3 player.
I think he just came in for free plugs today. He's trying to put his DJ business.
You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start charging this radio show for me to come on as a special appearance, because I'm making my way up.
You're going to charge your brother an appearance fee to come on your brother's show.
Yep.
You do realize we don't need you to make a good show.
Yeah, you do.
Are you sure?
Now, you see what happened. Who been on the show and Riz to the Top? You got the Hives Twiz on.
Riz to the top.
How do you spell that? How do you spell R-I-Z. Riz to the Top?
I know how to wrench it off. Is that
you
good
know
enough?
How to wrench around and wrench it off?
Race around the corner, wrench it off.
You know how to wrench around and wrench it off.
That's all I know.
Okay.
You had the Hives Twiz on here?
No.
They Riz to the Top?
I'm sorry, Orly. Let me explain what he's saying. I speak brother. He's saying we had the Hodge Twins.
Okay.
The Hodge Twins.
What are the Hodge Twins?
What he said was the Hot Twins. I don't know what the Hot Twins are.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do. And that's the unfortunate thing.
So, but I think
they were here not too long ago.
Every person, they did. Every person you've had on this show all went to the top.
Yes.
You had me on the show.
Nick West.
You had Nick West on the show.
Yes.
You've had me on the show.
Trevor.
You had Trevor.
Trevor Clay.
Yep. On the show. And then you had me on the show.
Yes.
So, and in me, now I do DJ for celebrities, so I'm pretty much a celebrity DJ now.
Well, I'm just glad that this is all about you.
That's what I'm here for. Thank you.
This segment brought to you by Little D's DJ service.
That would not be the way that it's supposed to go.
Can they see a picture if I put it up there who I DJ'd for? Can I show them?
Everybody knows. We did it.
I DJ for Snoop Dogg. I'm happy because I signed a contract with him.
Did you?
DJ. Yeah.
Did he smoke it after you signed it?
He might have, but still.
It was high. It was high when he signed you.
It was valid for them 5 minutes. I called him like, Snoop, who is you, nephew? How you get my number? I was disappointed.
You ain't got Snoop's phone number.
I got his number. I can't show that on TV.
On TV? This is radio, not TV.
It's like TV to me.
What are you pointing to?
Again, it's only if you ask me. That screen right there, that's staring dead at me.
It's looking at me, Corey.
Ladies and gentlemen, for you that are just finding the show, this is what Lil D does. He is completely out of control. He's off the rails. Yep. I didn't put anything on our show notes today because I knew he was going to be here. Yep. So we're just going to mull right through it.
You guys asked for me to be here last time. You guys clicked your shoes counting Beetlejuice, but I couldn't make it because I was stuck. I can't tell you why I was stuck because certain people were
listening.
Okay,
all right. Thank you very much.
But anyway,
appreciate
that. Go on, give him a shot of that.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are watching us on live stream, Lil D is showing up a picture of some big fat black dude about to attack him for standing too close to Snoop.
So there's me and Snoop, and there's a security behind us hushing the girl. There was some little groupies trying to get on with
us. No, that big, huge building with hair was about to usher your little small ass away from Snoop Dogg because you were too close to him, and he doesn't know who the hell you are or why you were there.
But anyway, everybody, that's who I am. I'm Corey's little brother. Celebrity DJ now. I DJ for
I don't know where he gets that celebrity part from, but
you know,
I do understand.
You see the car I brought?
No. Can I get to something now?
Go ahead.
All right. This is something that's going to be right up your alley.
Okay.
No. A girl is... You want to enunciate so people can understand what you're saying? You just said a girl. That wasn't even a word. That was a sound.
I wanted to...
Have you been studying your Hooked on Ebonics?
I wanted to... See, no. What it is I got to slip certain words in underneath my breath because lady may or may not be listening. Or she may or may not... What the hell is this?
Oh, God. ADD! ADD! Attention Deficit Disorder!
Where did this come from?
It came out your ass. That's what it did.
They're like some balls. You
now,
know,
what does this
balls.
Mean?
You know blue balls? These are red balls.
What does that mean?
Another one bites the dust when somebody gets... Oh, dust. I play that song after a guy gets married. After they start walking down the aisle, I'll play that song.
There you go. And that's exactly what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the new segment that we have featuring wedding shout-outs. Another one bites the dust. And unfortunately, our friend of the show... musician, artist, recording artist, Jordan Jones. We had him here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Proposed to his girlfriend in Paris over the weekend. Another one bites the dust. It's just the vamp, Lil D. It's not the whole song.
I'm sorry.
And another wedding shout out against my better judgment. Believe it or not, my lesbian girlfriend proposed to her girlfriend over the weekend. Another one bites the dust. And she did it out of fear of Trump becoming president.
Really? Another one
bites the dust. So she's going to get married before January, whatever it is.
Something, whatever, before the inauguration or something like
hey,
that.
Hey, speaking of weddings.
So congratulations to those who sent me their wedding announcements. I will tell you, gentlemen, your life is over because there isn't an ovary on this planet that doesn't want to ruin a man's life.
True. Another one bites the dust. Speaking of weddings,
he's
going to
dance every time I hit it.
I am.
Yes.
When I was doing one of my DJ gigs at the celebrity thing, check it out. I had my Fat Guy Radio bracelet on, which the listener took it.
The wrist band. Wristband.
Just so happened, you know, some high profile people, obviously, but because that's where you know I was amongst all these high profile people, because you know I'm. Cue me up. But
this is gonna be an easy show for me. I don't have two words to say today, Liv.
They actually recognized me. Well, after a minute, it took them a minute, but they saw the when they saw the wristband I had, then they put it together that I was your brother. And then they wanted to know about Lip.
They wanted to know about the high producer who's a pothead.
They wanted to know, was there really controversy? They asked me all kind of questions. I'm like, I don't know. I DJ. I don't do all that. So can you clear the air? Because I'm sure they're listening. I told them I would bring this up when I saw you guys.
Okay, you what? Here he goes.
They
here
want
goes.
To know, because you got married, are you leaving the show? Because they thought Corey were really mad at you. And they kept hearing like this subliminal thing about the app going up. You can Fat Guy Radio Show /job or are the higher ups or Corey are you leaving? Is anybody letting you go?
Nobody's letting me go.
So you're staying?
Of course.
There it is, people. He's staying. I like that.
If I leave this going, he won't say anything else for the rest of the show. We should just leave that on.
Why couldn't you answer the question though? Don't you listen to the show each week?
But I wasn't in here. I don't know the ins and outs.
Yeah, but you listened to the show, right?
Yeah, I listened to the show, but I was just like a listener too. I didn't know if he was leaving or not, because another one bites the dust. He got married. Another one bites the dust. You know? But, you know, he might be leaving, just like you might be leaving.
Could be. See? Anybody could be leaving anytime.
That's exactly. Very true. I could be leaving.
Nothing's be forever. Leaving. Nothing's forever.
Nah, I'm coming. Yeah, go ahead. Y'all leave. I'll take over this show. It's going to be the Lil D show, the skinny man.
Yes, Philippius got married, but what Philippius hasn't done is Philippius hasn't recently celebrated his fourth wedding anniversary. Another one
bites the dust. Not yet.
Like Orly just did.
Yeah, I did.
4 years?
Four years,
bro.
Four young years.
And my wife says it seems like way more. And now, I take it as a compliment. I'm like, you know, I know why you're saying that. And she's like, why? And I'm like, because we've had so much fun in 4 years, you feel like it's been 20 years.
Now, here's the thing.
How long have you guys been together, though, like before that, before we actually get married?
6 years.
Like shacking up?
2 years before we were together, before we got married.
Shacking up?
Yeah.
You don't know what that means.
Orly doesn't know what that means in his fluffy cloud world. He doesn't understand what that means. I'm
going to
break
it
down. So here's the thing. Here's how it's worked out, though.
Pastor Charles.
Orly is married. Philippius is married. Little D is an idiot. I'm not married. So this is where I punch out on the show. So Orly, what did you do? Talks amongst the married friends here. What did you do for your fourth wedding anniversary?
Well, we kind of just hung out, you know, we just chilled because I have kids now, so it's not as easy to get up and go somewhere.
Or do anything that you used to like to do, because, you know.
I made her a mixtape. Oh, you can't go wrong with a mixtape.
Oh, damn. Bring that back.
No.
We just hung out. We made dinner, and then we decided to eat out a different day. Just kind of hung out and just relaxed, you know.
Why are you guys celebrating your wedding anniversary like you guys have been married for 40 years?
It's a milestone each year.
It's not a milestone.
I mean, it's not like, man, we made it another year. It's not that. It's just like
5, 10, 15, 20.
I don't know. It's more like, I guess people are more like, nowadays are more like, oh, man, we've been married 4 years now? Like, it's like kind of a reminder, I guess.
Because nobody knows about the old school 40 years no more. That's why people break up within 2 days.
So you've pretty much made your wife a TV dinner and you guys went to sleep.
Yeah. No, I cook a real dinner.
Now, what about the mixtape? What did you make? What is that?
Put some music on it, some songs I know she likes.
Marvin Gaye?
No Marvin Gaye. And I started off with me talking. She's not really into cards, you know? Uh-huh. She's one of those people I'd be like, where's that card that I spent an hour writing for you? And she'll be like, I don't know. I think I threw it away.
There we go.
She's kind of like that. So I made a CD, hey. What's up? 4 year anniversary. Just want to tell you this and that and that and that, you know. And I popped in the car like a romantic guy. So when she got in the car to go to work in the morning, mm-hmm. first thing she heard was her wonderful husband's voice.
Orly, you are a.
I think he's jealous. No, he's getting mad at everybody.
I guarantee you, I'm not jealous.
Get it out.
You are a preppy, bow tie wearing white dude stuck in a cool Mexican dude's body.
Yeah, he is. You literally, like that.
You are me on the inside.
What am I supposed to
do? That's something
like
that Corey would do if he had somebody.
That is totally something that we would. Shut up.
And that's something I would never think of doing. You know what I do for our 4 year anniversary?
I'll pop
something in her car, right?
You beg her to put it in the bad, in the no-no spot.
Matter of fact,
what
I got some
do.
Pictures to show you.
Oh, thank you.
Here. No, I figure she's gonna, like I said, she doesn't save cards or anything.
Yeah.
So this way, if she did hate it and she's like, boop, oh, I lost your CD. That's all right. It's an iTunes. Let me make you another copy. There you go.
So what songs did you put in?
Just stuff she likes. I didn't put like nothing like, just stuff
romantic.
She likes.
Like what songs she likes?
Look, another thing that most people don't do, I listen. So every once in a while, she's like, man, I like the song. I just go, I'll be like, Siri, who sings this jam? Then I'll save, screenshot it. So then at the end of the year, I pick up all those songs, put it in, and she's like, oh my God, I love this song. And I say, I know. Because I was listening to you.
So what kind of songs is it?
Just all kinds of mixture of stuff. No,
let's see how much you listen. What kind of songs you put, Junior? Let's see how good he really is.
No, like, probably stuff you don't know, really. Like,
I'm a DJ.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm a DJ.
You DJ for Snoop. Okay,
I DJ for Al Gordon, too.
Al Gore?
That's an old country dude.
Al Gore? Did he say I DJ for Al Gore?
Al Gore. Hey, I don't deal with some crazy people.
The former vice president, Al Gore?
I couldn't tell y'all that because y'all would have killed me. Look it. I done hung out with Kenny Chesney.
Hung out and he's risen.
No, I done hung out.
I don't know what he said on that.
I done hung out with Kenny Chesney.
You done hung it out.
Y'all know who he is as a country singer. Hey, you know you made it when you done DJs for white people and they stuff. Kenny Chesney. I was with Tim McGraw. And they got some security. I mean, they some cool country people. They party their ass off and they got the best damn barbecue I've ever had in my life. That song, if you're going out,
that could not be further from the truth.
You had the best. You see some of the pictures.
You had the best barbecue from someone that is not of African American descent.
Mrs. C's
is as black as a thousand midnights.
Because the thing was, I was down. Didn't you guys see the pictures? I was down in Tennessee.
We don't follow your lies.
My lives. I post my stuff. You seen? You just.
I'm not on Facebook.
Let me post. I don't post everything on Facebook like that because certain.
You don't have anything else.
No. I know, but you know what? I had to cut it out. No, certain stuff I cut out because there's a certain someone who could take that. Say, look, he's making way more money hanging out with celebrities, so let's go get it for more child support. So somebody's like, dude, you need to stop.
Donald Trump.
You need to stop posting all of your celebrity status stuff on there because. You're getting paid way more, so the courts can actually go ask
you
for more money.
You just said that, though. Way off your microphone, number one. Number two,
you
said that to
don't you guys see
79
my pictures?
Countries right now.
You said, don't you guys see my pictures?
You just admitted that you're hiding money from the government on the show.
They don't know me.
Can we get a police
your
siren?
Your name! And I was saying your name 5 times! Am I in the right
who don't
planet?
Play those little D's?
Am I on a different planet?
Little D is my alias. Wait, your alias is not your real thing, right?
Your Where's
company,
your
right?
police siren?
Wait, what's the alias real quick?
You don't know.
The alias is the person that you go as another one, right?
Yes.
And your alien is... Your alien. Government. Your, I got it all backwards.
Yeah. There you go. Come. He took off running. There he took off running.
Where's that?
Oh, that was the Orly sound effect. I apologize.
Outside
of the music that Orly made for his wife, which is a straight up... Princeton white dude that talks out of his nose and talks real fast and says, honey, I'm gonna make you a mixtape with some of the music from those black that sing. I'm gonna give you some music with some a mixtape with some rap singers on it, honey. How are you gonna enjoy that? We're gonna get a little ethnic tonight, and then we're gonna go have dinner. And we're gonna go have dinner at the Churches of the Chicken. I hear that that's a place where the blacks go and eat
with their posse.
With their posse. Orly, you made her a mixtape, and you made her a TV dinner, and that's it.
What was the song?
I cooked. I don't make TV dinners, man. Come on.
What did you cook? Please tell me it was ramen.
Noodles.
Made a vegetarian lasagna.
Okay. So why did you want my thoughts on your wedding?
Not my personal. I'm just saying.
What are Corey's thoughts?
Do you think, because I knew you were going to say something about celebrating. Mm-hmm. So are you saying, should people only celebrate, like, today's our 25th wedding anniversary. Do you think people should celebrate every... I'm not saying I'm going to listen to you because I never do. I'm just saying, what are your thoughts, the only person that's not married in the room, on celebrating anniversaries? I'm sure Lip's going to, next year, 1 year anniversary, he's going to celebrate the 1 year.
Okay, I think that the first year is a good point to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should take off year 2, 3, 4, and... Yeah, 2, 3, and 4.
Yep, and go to 5.
And then jump to 5. Now, that doesn't mean...
Thank you!
That doesn't mean that you don't say anything about 2, 3, 4.
So 4 was simple, though. It wasn't like we went all out on a vacation.
Yeah, you whited it the hell up. I mean, if it was any more white, it would... NASA would call and say, hey, there's a brightness coming from the east part of the state of Arizona.
Well, I can't act too Mexican in my neighborhood. They'll ship me on out. You know that.
You need to get out of that neighborhood, first off. But that's okay. Because you're Orly, this is why you and I somewhat don't get along, because we're the same exact person.
All right.
You are a Mexican guy. You are a white guy perpetrating as a Mexican, and I am a white guy perpetrating as a fat black dude.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? But here's what I would say. One, definitely celebrate. 2, 3, and 4, you can skip those. Just make sure you kiss your wife on the forehead and send her some flowers. 5, you want to celebrate 5. That'll be the time where you want to get your friends and stuff together involved on 5. Skip 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Right.
Those don't even matter.
Nope.
7 is the monumental, because if you make it to 7 years, you are almost guaranteed statistically to make it to 20.
You think inviting friends to... I feel inviting people to anniversaries kind of like, come celebrate us. Like,
exactly.
You think people like
they
that?
Came
what
your
if
damn...
I invited you to a wedding anniversary?
I would not go.
See? Then why would I invite you?
I would
you?
Go.
They came... Spoken like little D would go.
He just wants free food.
I want to see some new tail.
See, the 5th year anniversary, you invite your married friends, which is not me. You invite your married friends because that's when you have the married orgy.
True. No, you should go. You know why? Because you might see somebody single. They'd be like,
he's not looking.
Swapping.
He's not looking.
Nope.
He's that's saying he's
you
never going to get married.
Were
exactly.
You looking? Were you looking?
He said he's never going to get married, and I told him he's going to find it. It's just going to happen.
Hey, guy works in mysterious ways. This brother right here going to be one day just sitting here in love.
He's going to get like, married. I called it. He's going to get married.
She going to come to the show. She going to be sitting here. She going to be serving us cookies. You ever listen to the Michael Rufus show? His wife brings the whole everybody cookies and stuff during Christmas. That's what's going to happen with him.
See, that's where you get, that's
she
where you're
or
wrong.
He or whatever.
That's not where I'm wrong.
That's where you're wrong, because I've said, number one, whether I'm dating someone or not, they will have no involvement in this show. So you already lost right there.
Okay, I lost, but guess what? But all the other parts is good, though, so he can't get married. Just she can't come to the show part.
When you and when you get with somebody, things change. So he's saying, next thing you know, you're gonna be like, "Can I come to the show?" Nah, my girl's gonna be in on the show today.
right. She said that.
That's exactly the reason why I will never get married, because things change. I am.
We got nothing.
No freaking argument there. Things change. That's exactly why I will never get married.
Come on, y'all, let's go huddle real quick.
Where's our comeback?
You know, I won't. It won't happen. She will never be involved in this show. It's never. But I say you skip 6, 7, 8, and 9, and of course you do something for 10.
Yeah.
And then after that, I believe that it's every 5 years. You do the 15, you do the 20, you do the 25, you do the 30. Actually, when you get to 30, then you start skipping in 10s. You go 30, and then you go 40. And then if you make it to 50 without somebody putting a bullet through your head or you shooting yourself that you didn't been married to the same poo nanny for 40 years.
Oh, God, don't remind me.
I know you signed the paper, I didn't.
The lawyer made it happen.
Then you just start skipping every 10 years. That's what I would do. But what young people are doing, young ones that are getting married because they didn't set up in some church and they told you you can't be, you know, arcing loads until you get married. they will celebrate 5, 5, 3 months, 5 and 6 months, 5 and 9 months, 5 and 12 months, six. They celebrate all of those because they're just happy that they get to arc loads into somebody. That's the only reason why. But then when they hit year number 7, they realize, damn it, I could have had a car. You know, so I say it depends on your age or where you celebrate your wedding anniversaries. But I think you did good, and I am giving you my stamp of approval, Orly,
right,
for what you did for your wife on your anniversary, because it's something that I would have done if my lesbian girlfriend didn't propose to her girlfriend.
I still want to know what songs he did.
Lil T, nobody gives up. All right, let's go to break. Let's go to break! Jesus Christ, why is he here? All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Hello from Halo Cigs, ladies and gentlemen. Halo Cigs, the premier electronic cigarette and e-liquid provider out there. You always see me carrying my Halo Cigs. I actually had a little bit of a panic attack before the show started because I thought I couldn't find my other battery on my Triton Tank 2 system because I had it in my pocket all day. When I got to the studio, I changed clothes after I stripped down in the mop closet, and then I realized I just left my extra battery in my other pants. So I went back, got it, and it's all good to go. So crisis averted. But if you want to be able to avert any crisis, you get your Halo Cigs Triton Tank 2 system at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Sponsor, the Halo Cigs banner is right there, or you can click it right on the front page of fatguyradioshow.com. Halo Cigs is an easy way to switch from traditional tobacco products over to electronic cigarettes. The new year is really upon us, folks. It is less than 6 weeks away, and so many people are planning or thinking on how to switch or stop smoking. Halo Cigs is a great way. There's even a steps that you can take. You can start off at the highest nicotine in your e-liquid, and you can work it all the way down to zero nicotine and still have that satisfaction of that oral fixation that a lot of smokers are addicted to. Find out a lot about Halo Cigs, and I know there's a whole lot of news out there about e-cigs being bad. Halo Cigs has a blog site on Halo Cigs' website, their official website. If you are challenged about some of the effects of the electronic cigarettes, I implore you to go read up on their blog and see how some of these are just the same tactics that they used against tobacco, the same tactics that they used against alcohol, and the same tactics that they use against the marijuana usage as well. It all ties in, ladies and gentlemen. When there's something good, there's always a group out there that wants to turn people away from it. But trust me, I'm a Halo Cigs user. You should too. If you are a smoker, switch over to electronic cigarettes, and you want to do that, at fatguyradioshow.com and click the Halo Cigs banner. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby! All right, welcome back to the showdy. Whoa, everybody.
Hey, real quick, if I may.
Please.
I heard you guys are going to have a listener on the show. Like a contest you guys are doing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to let me in on that. Why? I got to protect, because I am one of the one of the best things that came in here on this mic, one of the greatest that came in here and touched breath, so I got to be in here when that happened. They
have
don't
you ever
me.
Heard the term delusions of grandeur?
Yeah, right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, delusions of grandeur.
Don't know
you
what
were,
I mean.
You were you were not the best thing that has ever come.
I said one.
You
one.
Were not one, one of the best things.
Okay, two of the best
Lil
things.
Lil D, you were a mistake from the moment you were born.
Oh, really?
You were the only kid that dad said I should have made your mama swallow you. That, oh, oh, I apologize for that. He was never supposed to know. Get a hold of yourself.
Sorry.
Hey, my big brother, me and y'all sent some complaints to him.
Don't worry about it, Lil D. I never told anybody about that time we was in high school and we chest bumped and bumped wieners. I never told
There's
anybody
There's only 70,000 countries listening.
79.
There you go. Now, can I partake in that event?
Okay, let me answer your question.
Okay.
No.
Good.
All right. So here's...
we voted on that before the show started.
We did.
You do
we
all
did.
Glass.
But one thing that you will be really happy to know...
What?
...is that Orly found a place in Arizona... Mm-hmm. That you might be very interested in.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yes,
I was going to ask
Orly,
you.
Please ask.
Well, I was going to bring it up. I want to talk nudity, and I said, what better person to talk nudity with?
Now, hold
than
on.
Lil
yes.
D?
Lil, it's
Orly,
about time.
Orly, before you dive into this, Lil D, let me explain this to you.
Okay.
Keep your clothes on.
During or after?
Forever.
During the whole show.
Forever. Even when you take a shower. Keep your clothes on. You like to come out your clothes. When Orly starts talking to this, you just keep your clothes on.
What's nudity?
Exactly.
Exactly.
No, so I was driving down the road in Mesa the other day, and I saw a place that said, it was called Leisure something, but it said...
Leisure World.
Yeah.
You got my
attention.
It
said adult activity, and I'm like, is this like a nudist colony or something?
You got
so
my
I
attention.
So I get home, I Google it up, you know, that's one of my things I like to research.
Okay, you're talking.
And I found out, it didn't really go into detail, so I don't think it was, but then I started to look around and I'm like, I wonder if Arizona has nudist colonies. Because I don't know about you, but I was thinking back, when I was little, I knew there was a nude beach by the beach we used to go to, and yeah. I used to always think like, man, that would be cool. Like, do you ever remember thinking like,
yeah,
And then before I even get to the nudist places, I actually went back to that place as an adult with one of my buddies.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't as cool as I always thought it was going to be.
Oh, there was Leisure a lot of, World. I know what you're talking about. It's over there like on Power Road.
Yeah, somewhere way out there.
And it's a big ass... Keep going.
Yeah, but so anyways, I went back to the beach when I got older that yeah. I wanted to go to. And it's definitely not what I thought it'd be. There was a bunch of...
was it Black's Beach?
No, it was just, it was in
no,
California.
Black's Beach in San Diego, California is a nude beach.
No, this is called like Pirate's Cove or something like that.
Yeah, I've seen that Pirate's Cove.
But dude, it was literally all, you know, like I wanted to scream Silver Alert, usually Silver.
Oh God,
Silver
yeah.
Alert around here means a lost person.
Yeah.
Silver Alert over there was
lost
gray haired wing swinging around.
Oh hell.
So it was like all senior citizen wiener flying around. And
but dude, that's what nudist beaches are. Naturists are old people.
Yeah, there was one young person besides me, my buddy. And the thing is, you think like, man, when I get there, it's going to be cool. But you don't even want to look. You're like, you don't make eye contact. It was just pointless to be there. We just walked down the beach.
See, I walked over there butt naked.
And it was an old man. Old man dangling there. Hold on. Old man dangling, standing there. Goes, hey, buddy, you guys want in on this Frisbee game?
Oh,
I was just like,
God.
I was like, no.
Hey, imagine the balls that he would have used if they were playing hacky sack.
So you guys went in naked.
No, we didn't go. No, we just went in like no shirt.
You
got to
talk right on your mic, please.
No, no naked. We just went down there and like, okay, let's just take our shirt off, throw it over our shoulder just to walk around.
Yeah.
So we didn't look like creeps, you know? And yeah, it was not as
cool.
So
you ripped your shirt off and your pants off and you walked around? Is that what you said?
No, just
had a
shirt.
So what did you find out about Leisure World?
Oh, no. So anyways, Leisure World, it didn't really give much information if it was any. It just says adult activity. But I came across more places in Arizona. So let's see here. Let me bring up some of these.
Let's go.
Shangri-La Ranch Resort, clothing optional.
Let me help you with that. That's Shangri-La.
Okay.
Don't ask me how I know. Shut the hell up. Shut the hell up, little
clothing optional.
Philippians, you don't know.
Clothing optional. But the weirdest part about that one I found online is in quotes, it says family-friendly nudist resort.
Well, there are family-friendly naturists out there.
But isn't that weird?
Where is that at? Let's go there as a show.
Haven't I always said that
good live show?
If I had gotten Lil D's body instead of this mammoth of a man boobage over here, I would be a nudist.
Yeah, he did say that. He said that a couple times.
I would be a nudist because I think it's the most liberating exciting thing to be just in the natural state.
But the thing is, they probably don't look like him. They probably do look like you.
That's
so you fit in perfect.
That's where things go wrong, because they do look like me.
And the thing is, that you wouldn't really be naked because you can't see your thing, probably. They're like, is he naked or is he just...
Hey, speaking of naked, you guys see that
picture? Sad because it's true.
You guys see that picture of Ginuwine floating around, his naked picture just popped out?
No, I'm going to go ahead and Google that right now while we're talking.
Man, whole lady don't see that picture.
All right, let's...
So they would be like, Corey's got an innie.
they'll just walk up to him and they'll see the man baggage and no wiener. And we're like, excuse me, ma'am, do you need help to the buffet? But I would be a nudist. I've always said that, and I've always said that I would do porn. That would be one of the reasons why I would ever want to lose weight, until I saw one dude that has an Instagram page that he was as big as I am. He lost all the weight and he looks like crap.
What would your porn name be?
I saw that before, dude. It's gross. He's got stuff hanging everywhere.
I'm gonna ask all you. Disgusting. If you was, what would your porn name?
My porn name would be Fricklefort 16.
What about you, Lip?
Lip.
I like that. What about you, Orly?
I don't know.
He is too married and too white to even consider coming up with a black sock.
Black sock.
Black sock.
Not black socks, just black
sock. Just black sock.
That's what's up.
Crusty black sock.
No, 6 o'clock in a sock.
6 o'clock in a sock. That's what it is.
That's what's up.
No, so anyways, let me just finish off this real quick. Please. That one's near Phoenix. The Shang... What is it?
Shangri-La.
Okay, Shangri-La. And then there's an association called American Association for Nude Recreation. It has a roster of more than 240 private clubs, resorts, and RV campgrounds, as well as 50,000 members. And a few other I came across in Arizona.
They need a DJ?
Yeah, they might. A few others in Arizona I came across include Arizona Wildflowers. Corey's going to like this one. And Arizona Nude Dudes.
I'm all in. I mean, that Arizona Nude Dudes is their Twitter handle is Sausage Party. I mean, that would just dangle in games.
Where's Arizona Wildflowers at?
It just says Arizona, so I'm not sure. Maybe just you could be a member
anywhere
in Arizona.
Backyard.
I'm about to see if I could DJ Arizona Wildflowers.
That's a group, so it's just a group. You should find out where they.
Yeah, I need DJ. Yeah, you gotta be naked.
Little D.
I don't give a S. I'll be butt ass naked behind my DJ booth. I'm out there rocking with the stuff.
What if you have a short circuit or something like that?
there's
a snake in your boots.
Maybe it's cold outside. Snake in my boots.
You'd be mixing with your hands in the air?
Yeah,
scratching?
They be flapping.
Okay, here's the question that I do have about nudist colonies. Okay, so women can get excited, and it's impossible to tell unless you're down there watching what's going on. I've never had the touch of a woman, so I'm not sure.
I call shenanigans.
However, when at Sausage Party, when they're there, things naturally arouse themselves at times. Mm-hmm. So what is the etiquette when that takes place? What is the etiquette for when you go from 6 o'clock in the sock to 12 high noon?
I think the fact that they're that open about their bodies anyways, they probably wouldn't care. You know what I mean? It's not going to be like, ew, that naked guy over there is aroused. Like, they're already all naked walking around, so they probably don't care.
But if you're naked, that would be, I mean, that would, that's the thing that
like you're saying, would it be embarrassing
mind.
If you're talking to a girl and all of a sudden it's like, boop.
Yeah.
You're like, don't mind that.
Yeah, before you know it, you're talking to a girl and then all of a sudden you've got a towel rack.
You're all, watch this trick. Lights on, lights off, lights on, lights off. Light switch.
What would you do, though? What do you have to do? Do they have, like, little bunkers where you can go in there and take care of that thing so it can go away? I mean, it doesn't go away other than one or two ways. One is erectile dysfunction. The other way is, you know, Ark and loads across the beach.
I don't know.
Ark and loads across the
beach. I'm going to try to get a hold of Wildflowers. I'll try to get a hold of Arizona Wildflowers or Arizona Nude Dudes, and maybe we should get one of their leaders on the show.
You know what? I would like to have one of those guys on the show because I want to ask a whole lot of embarrassing questions. Like, number one, you have to shave?
And see if you can get me a DJ spot one in like Arizona Wildflowers. I'm dead serious.
Hey, Orly, don't do that. Here's the thing.
I'm dead serious.
Little D.
I get you pictures.
I bring something to the table.
Why do I want the pictures? I want to see them, but I don't.
So I'll let
Here's
you see
the thing.
Them.
I want one of those guys. Let's try to get one of those guys on the
Four
show.
Four girls, or you one guy?
I want one of the girls. Or actually, one of the guys, because we'll be able to. He'll probably have a
ask guy questions,
a closer affinity to when it goes from 6 o'clock to noon. And here's another thing. When you sit down, I'm sure there's places to sit down at these nudist colonies. When a human body sits down, there is spreadage of the butt cheeks. So is there just a whole lot of skin marks on all their chairs? I mean, what?
Are they fabric chairs?
When you get up, is the other guy that was sitting there before you, is he still there?
There's a lot of stealing going on. You know why? Because they sit down and get up and like, excuse me, you're taking my utensils. I just left them around. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I need nudist education because I can understand being nude at home because all this stuff is yours. But in a public surrounding, I don't understand that. But Orly, you are absolutely right. It is nothing but a whole lot of old dudes. I am working on a post right now for After the Levels because I believe there is an evolution to the male penis. When you are a kid, and you're probably experiencing this now, when you are a brand new baby, like 1 to 3 years old, you just don't care. That if it can come out the diaper, it can come out of the diaper. Then you hit a certain age where you don't want anybody to see it. Then you hit a certain age where it's just like, you know what? She can see it. She can touch it because now you didn't figure out what it can do. Then you hit somewhere around your 30s where you're just hoping and praying that somebody sees it. And then when you hit like 50 and 60 years old, you don't give a damn anymore. If they see it, they see it. If they don't, they don't.
That's true. Because my gym, it'd be some old butt-naked ass.
And they don't care.
No, I'm like...
And they just, so there's the evolution of the male penis mindset where it goes, like you almost revert back to being a child and you just don't care who sees it. Because there was a point in my life where I was working out and I was going to a gym with a Slim Jim and a bucket of chicken, sitting on the treadmill to eat and watch a TV because TV was cheap. TV was free at the gym, Philippians.
And
Wi-Fi was free as well. But then there was, I think I told the story on the show where I experienced old man dong.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's a very inappropriate, uncomfortable thing to run into.
Now, how far, when you ran into it, did you run into
no,
it?
No, I didn't run into it. It was just a small locker room, and it only had like two showers.
So you ran into it.
So I ran into it. Yeah, little D. I ran into it with my mouth open, you a-hole.
Hey, I knew it.
Jesus, pizza of Lord.
The people want to know.
People don't want to know.
We got to refresh their memory. That's a nice hat you got on, by the way.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that compliment. So Orly found all the nudists. So Lil D, here's the question.
Wait, what's the question?
Knowing that how comfortable you are in your skin, would you, not working, not DJing, would you attend a nudist colony?
I probably would.
Would you take the family, though?
I wouldn't take the family.
If it's family friendly. Isn't that kind of weird, though? Because, I mean, if a guy, an adult's not supposed to be naked in front of a random stranger kid, they just don't care.
When you're a nudist, it's just
natural.
Skin. It's just natural.
I just got to draw a line. I can't let my daughter see another guy.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's just weird to me. So, nah.
But you have to realize, see, you're sexualizing it. Well, now, I'm going to come to the defense of nudists. You're sexualizing it, and nudity on nudist colonies and naturists do not see it as a sexual organ.
Little kids don't know that.
Well, they don't know it at all. So like, then they won't care.
Well, then they won't care about what you're saying earlier. You're saying if it's natural, they're going to be like, it's just skin.
It is. It's natural that it's skin, but it's natural when it's aroused. But I want to know if there's some type of protocol.
Well, I love to walk around when it's aroused. I just be... Man.
Lil D, it's radio,
especially
not TV.
When it's a crane, when it goes out to the, like, my... See, my... So
why would you go,
you guys
but
is...
you're seeing it as a sexual... You're seeing it as a, in the sexual connotation. You have to look outside of it because the people that are at these nudist colonies are not looking at it from a sexual perspective.
I can't go there because I sure would be.
See, you would go for the voyeurism and not just the experience of being in your natural state.
But I would like it with my... Because my penis has two different modes. Three.
Why are we talking about your penis?
And when it goes, it's like I have a regular heart, and then I got one that goes like into a crane. I'm just saying.
So can you say it again?
Shangri-La.
I found their pages, and it says, welcoming every student from ASU, NAU, U of A, and any other college or high school looking for a true clothing optional environment. Come dance every Saturday night. So it's a club?
Oh, hell yeah.
It says it's a colony.
So if it's clothing optional, here's my question.
That's
then.
Shangri-La?
So there are people that are there that are clothed. So do the people that go to a nudist resort like this that show up clothed, are they kind of like the guy that goes to the party that doesn't drink? They're like the square.
Confused the hell out of me.
How uncomfortable would you be?
The sober driver
though?
Of clothing.
If everybody's naked, how are you gonna be uncomfortable?
Because you're the only one that's in clothes.
Take your clothes off.
But they don't want to. It's clothing optional.
You just say I'm a first timer. I feel a little bit.
Well, just go in drawers then. Just be out all the way naked to your drawers. That should count.
That doesn't count. But it's a club that, so they're inviting college students?
This is a club, college. But what I found says it was a
you gotta give
a resort.
A resort.
You got to tell
me. I knew that they were in and around Arizona. Arizona's a beautiful place to be.
New River, Arizona.
Shit, not in summer, they ain't.
New River is all country. That's all country.
I can't go there.
That's a whole lot of hillbilly country.
Yeah, on that one.
Here's the thing, Lil D. Here's the thing. Nudist colonies and nudist resorts like this don't normally attract African Americans. African Americans are normally, outside of you, are normally shy away from nudity.
I just thought
statistically and marketing, statistically speaking, African Americans are not known to be avid nudists.
Yeah, I see that point there. You know, and it's true because when you see like the nudist beach, it's always white people.
It's always old, you nasty, hairy white people.
Yeah. But see, my little young nasty thoughts. I just want to go there and see. So I wouldn't even have to be naked. I just go there with some drawers on, just so I can see naked stuff. Just naked people.
You're just gonna see senior citizen dang.
See, I can't
dong.
Go. Is that ding what these
dong.
Are?
That's what they most
I don't want
likely
a DJ
are.
A senior.
Well, they're probably trying to get young people to go, but it's probably literally all old vats and old.
But here's
that's true. He made a good point.
Here's the thing. The one thing that you should do if you do DJ one of these things, whatever you do, Lil D, do not play the chicken dance. Just don't play the chicken dance. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. On the other side of this break, let's talk a little Christmas because I think I'm feeling my Christmas spirit a little too soon. And I want to know when it's appropriate, and then we're gonna actually feed that off of our Facebook question of the week.
All right.
Right on the other side of this break. We're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. We will be right back.
If you haven't noticed, there's a huge difference between Corey and I. When I'm out and about meeting people and making new friends, I always tell them to download and share the show through our official show app. It's so simple for everyone with an iPhone or an iPad to go to the App Store, type Fat Guy Radio Show, and the app along with all the shows are right there. I'm not one to tell you what to do, but if I were you, I'd download the official Fat Guy Radio Show app now. Even if you watch the live feed, the app is a really cool way to share the show with people you know. Just show them the app. If they see it's easy to get the show, they are more likely to listen. Get the app. It's there for a reason.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
Where's the music? There it is.
Oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Orly, yes.
I see me too.
I see me personalized children's books, ladies and gentlemen, is one of our new sponsors, the Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm telling you, the Christmas holiday is right up on us, and it's a lot of time that you spend with your families. And if you have little kids or if you have children that you still like to read to, I see me personalized children's books is a sponsor just for you. There's no better feeling as a child than receiving something that they can call their own, and they see their name, they can even see their pictures on it. Even if you have a child that doesn't necessarily tie into books, you can always get them many other personalized products other than storybooks. There are unique gifts like personalized book boards, coloring books, growth charts, lunch boxes, placemats, puzzles, and stickers, all available through the I See Me banner on fatguyradioshow.com. I See Me, personalized children's books, and we thank them for sponsoring this segment of Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, if you're just joining us on live stream, where is Lady K?
She's not here?
Yeah, she is not.
Lady K is silent, and we knew that Martha isn't going to be here.
Nope, but she did let us know, and she's sending her fat guy.
The Twitter is really quiet tonight.
And PJ's at a softball game.
All of our P1 listeners are all just offline. No one's tweeting and doing the thing thing and the whatcha witchy watchy. Or the show is just boring as hell and they don't have
that's
any,
not it.
They don't have any. That's not it.
I know what it ain't. Definitely, yeah, I'm off in this joint.
Thank We're talking you, nudity, Christmas, and other stuff.
Celebrity DJ in here. Come on, what more can you get?
God, here we go with the celebrity DJ. Orly, please save us with this week's Facebook question of the week. All right, Orly, take it away.
This week's question was, what are you dreading the most about the holidays?
Ah, good question.
You like that? You guys want to give some answers before or after?
We'll give them after.
Okay.
We'll give them
We got
after.
Sal.
Sal?
Sal.
The CCO?
No, just Sal. He wrote a negative bank account.
Oh.
That's a good one.
That would be a horrible.
Lord knows he tells the truth.
I didn't really think of that, but that's a really good one.
Drop one of Clues Buzz for him.
Yeah, that would be a hard one.
We got Mr. Zombie off the Instagram.
PJ just checked in on Twitter, by the way.
What up, P-Jizzle?
P-Jizzle. Mr. Zombie said, dealing with my family, I'm terrified.
Wow.
Man.
He must have a family like ours, little
bit. Yep.
Yeah. And Martha actually also said family.
Mata Martha.
Uh-huh. She said, mostly the aunts who like to judge your life and talk S, and you have to bite your lip while anxiety levels go all up because your mama taught you better.
Hey, sometimes you just got to let it out.
You got to let it out.
There ain't nothing good like a good family fight at Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Jenny wrote in.
Jenny
from the block. That's Jenny from the block.
She said, people asking how we do it with so many kids. And then she put # shut the F up and # mind your damn business.
I'll tell you how you do it with so many kids. You put the kids to bed. You go in a room. You handle business.
And you drink.
Then you drink.
Yeah. But Jenny, I've seen her on the Facebook and the Instagram, and Jenny has like 12 kids, so I would ask that question too.
Yeah, I would too. PJ from Parker just ranged in off of Twitter. He says, hey, Corey, the Twitter went away. He says, if you're streaking at a nude beach, aren't you just jogging?
Think about that, though.
It's very
That's
true.
A good one.
That's very true, PJ. That's very true.
Karen. Karen.
That's funny.
This is the wrong bit. I said the new listener alert, give me space.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say anything about Facebook questions.
Karen, she said, people being a-holes in general.
Oh, yeah. Look. Lil D.
Yeah,
Jorge chimed in and says getting fat from the tamales, desserts, and eggnog.
Ain't that what Christmas is about?
You know what I'm saying?
Getting fat, you know what I'm saying?
And then go back and hit the gym, take
right,
the pants
Lip?
Off.
Yeah, well,
right.
I try.
Lip, just get those pants off.
Hell, Christmas for me ain't about getting them. It's all about tamales. That's why I like going to Mexico.
Oh, by the way, I need some Christmas tamales. Anybody out there, reach me, hit me up at Fat Guy Radio Show. These Mexicans is fake. That's a white Mexican over there and Orly, and this little Mexican over here. If his wife ain't making it, he ain't eating it.
I'm having trouble. I've been trying to order vegetarian tamales, and people just stare at me when I ask.
Vegetarian tamales is about as real as black unity.
He's going to be the only Mexican work. That Donald Trump doesn't kick out.
You know that your ass is going to have duck confit on Christmas. You ain't having no damn tamales in your white-ass neighborhood.
A vegetarian tamale?
Yeah.
Are you organizing a run after Thanksgiving and Christmas?
A morning 5K.
A morning 5K.
Now, you know there's cheat days, right? I cheat on my... I've worked out a lot now, but
you
I cheat on
your
my
wife?
Like the weekends. No, I cheat
but
on
I don't
my
eat
week,
meat.
My
I
my
can't meal. Eat meat one day. And then
how can you not?
I don't eat meat anymore. You haven't been around for 6 months.
Oh,
I heard
them stories, man. I'm like, he gonna pass his ass out one day. They gonna find him in a damn elevator like Prince too soon.
Too soon. Not on this show. What other struggles of Christmas do people have?
And then we got Betty. She said, pretending to be happy when family buys her cheap, worthless garbage. She'd rather them not even buy them anything. That's kind of true, though. You know, you got to fake it. You're like,
I actually had that conversation earlier today with a coworker of mine at that place that I hate to go, that I don't want to have to go anymore after December 18th. And he was saying that he has such narrow taste when it comes to gifts. he really just prefers people to ask him or just not get him anything.
No, but you know,
because
what's good?
He ends up having a closet full of stuff that he doesn't
use.
That's where
he messes up. That's a stupidity. Get that stuff to like the homeless. Go walk around to somebody.
He
somebody
normally does. He gives it away.
That's what I do with stuff that I don't like. I appreciate it actually because I know exactly.
Well,
I'm
he appreciates the gift, but people that are close to him. I agree with him. People that are close to him should recognize his taste. And if they want to get him something, and if they ask, hey, what do you want for Christmas? Then that's the door that they're opening so that he can send them the link. Like I asked him today, what does he want for Christmas? And he texts me a link
so
of what
like,
he wanted.
I shouldn't get you like swim trunks or like a gym outfit then. Like I something like that.
What about, I got
like,
a question.
Like a reference
I got a question. This is kind of on the same subject, but what about somebody asked, for advice, and they said, would you care if somebody in your family bought your kids something more expensive than you bought? And I'm like, I wouldn't care at all, but I guess some people have a hard time with that. I wouldn't care. I'd be like, hell yeah.
Oh, Brett, you saved me some money.
Exactly.
Psychologically speaking,
some people
feel that they are the provider and the only one, and they shouldn't be having your kid receive a gift that is more than a gift that they were able to get them. Some parents will feel bad about that.
Should they ask you first?
I think that if you're going to buy a kid an expensive gift, I definitely think you should ask them because for two reasons. You might be wasting your money because if you go and buy a kid an expensive gift and then they end up not playing with it or they end up breaking it, then you pretty much lost the, fund a lot of money.
Okay, but what about this though? What if could you get mad at them because if your kids go over like, their house and their house is bigger than yours. The kids like theirs. You can't get mad at them.
Yeah.
No, you can't get mad at that.
Well, because what if the kid be like, well, I like their house because it's more bigger or something like that. You can't be mad. It's like the same thing. You can't be mad at them.
I don't know.
Does that apply pressure?
Here's the thing is that I normally end up buying a little fella.
A Jeep.
A pretty expensive
Mercedes
G Wagon. Expensive gift for Christmas.
Mercedes
and
G Wagon.
I have bought him very expensive gifts, and his mother and I have actually had conversations about the fact that it makes her feel uncomfortable when I do things like that. Like when I bought him, you know, shoes for school or something like that, and I go and I buy him, you know, $80, $90, $100 pairs of shoes that he could wear to school because he likes them. Or if I take him and I buy him some expensive clothes and he really likes them, it makes her feel kind of bad as a parent because she knows that she's not in that economic forecast where she is able to do those types of things for him. So I've had to scale that back.
But some people are open. I know, for instance, when we got married, my wife's husband, my wife's family, like, were willing to buy things, and, like, not that my parents are poor or anything, but I just know in my head, I'm like, I wouldn't really, I'm not going to be upset that my parents can't do it because I know they probably can't. Or even growing up as a kid, I had that happen before where I'm like, my friends are all getting this, but I probably can't get that, but I wouldn't be mad. You kind of know, like, so, you know what I mean? If anything, you'd be appreciative. Like, oh, thanks, you know.
They are appreciative that you do something great for your kids.
It's their ego.
Psychologically speaking, it's their ego, especially for a man, more so than a woman. Yeah. A man would be the one that would be like, you know, oh, crap, you trying to show me up. You got my kid a better gift than I was able to get them. And, you know, they act like appreciative, but then sometimes what happens
that's
is that.
Good question, though. That's good,
but
though.
Sometimes what happens is that they'll end up taking that from the child and putting it away.
But his name would, daddy got
well,
you
would that make
girl,
the kid more mad, though, if you're like, you know what? Like, why'd you take that away from
Which
me?
Now, yeah. And then now, it opens up another door goes up, another wall goes up, because now the male, the father thinks that you have now turned their kid against them.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go on record and tell you that my kids do want iPhone 7s, Corey, and I will not be upset if you buy them for Christmas.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's not happening.
Hey, Trinity won't want one, too. I definitely won't be better if Uncle Corey got her one. Matter of fact, go spend a whole black card on her.
Isn't her college education enough?
Nope. that's just a tip.
All right, let's take a quick break. I got a snack that I want to try on the show, and then I want to talk Christmas decorations at the end of the show, all right?
Yep.
All right, we'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com. All right, everybody, welcome back to FatGuyRadioShow.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon's holiday toy list, folks. Amazon has released their highly sought out holiday toy list just in time for the holiday season. From kids picks, top 100 tech gifts and tech and treasured toys, Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon has put together this list to ease the holiday stress. Find gift ideas for newborns, teens, and everyone in between. Name brand gifts such as Lego, Disney, Wowee, and Fisher Price. Check the holiday toy list for daily deals of the day. And as always, the best gift for the holiday is an Amazon Prime membership. Click the Amazon holiday banner on fatguyradioshow.com or shop directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Or for those of you that are on the iOS app that have the Fat Guy Radio Show official app, the Amazon button is right there on our app, so you can shop right through the Fat Guy Radio Show app. Amazon Holiday Toy List 2016, available now at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
Real quick, can I? Patty wrote in, I forgot. I always forget poor Patty. She's been listening since like day one.
Patty.
And I always forget to read her answers or tell her hi when she says tell her hi. I totally forgot. So I'm going to read her answer she wrote.
Yes.
I totally forgot. She said she dreads having to keep her bra on after she pigs out because company is there.
Ooh, send me a nitpick.
Oh, good Lord.
Come on, Patty. Send me a nitpick.
Somebody else needs to send me some pics before the end of the night.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I was out at the store because I had to get water to bring here to the studio because it was my time to do it.
So you went in with water and left with snacks?
I went in with water and left with snacks. So I found these on the end.
You went in for water?
Shut up, Orly. I found these, and they are Hostess Eggnog Cake Rolls. Orly, do you like eggnog?
I love eggnog.
Philippians, how about you? Do you like eggnog?
Love it.
Lil D?
Not a big fan.
I just think, can we just try these?
Let's go and try one. Can a brother get some water?
There is no intern out
there. Ain't nobody down there?
No.
Damn.
All right, let's see. I'm going to pop
these. We told them they didn't have to listen to you anyways.
Hey, look at their individually wrapped. Hey, Orly, go long. There you go. Hey, Lip, go long. Even though you're right next to me.
Go long because it really goes long.
Lil D, don't go long.
Can we start eating or do you want our reaction?
No, let's tear these open. They're kind of cute.
Little Debbie?
Little Debbie is what they're made by, and they are eggnog cake rolls, and I think they're new, and I don't know if they are something that you've had before. I've never had them. They seem new. So let's see. Open it up here. It's almost the same size as a Twinkie. Mm-hmm. Orly, are you having some difficulties over there with the crumbs?
It's vegetarian, right? I forgot to look at the...
Yes, it is vegetarian. It's really cream-filled. It almost looks like a Twinkie.
It tastes like eggnog, I'll tell you that.
Oh, it totally tastes like eggnog.
Smells like it, too.
Mmm, does smell like it.
Smells like it.
I love it. Mmm.
I'm running 10 miles tomorrow.
I'll chase you in my car. Eggnog cake rolls. Mmm. Lil D, just don't spit it out if you don't like it.
All right. So what am I supposed to do?
It's got a very strong eggnog taste, huh?
The eggnog flavor really comes through.
The eggnog is alcohol, right?
No, not these. These don't have eggnog. PJ just sent a meme on Twitter, Orly.
Yeah.
Have a look at that.
All right.
You see it, Lil D?
I see it.
PJ says, that's what they say at the new beach, Lil D. Go long.
Yeah, really good. Yeah. I can taste the cream filling inside of it.
Like it?
What do you think, Lil D? You are the most pickiest person. Give me one of those napkins, please. Thank you. I'm going to get a producer over there.
Yeah, it's good.
I love those. Those are really good. $2 and
buy some from Amazon.
It's like alcohol.
It's just eggnog. Lip, I gave you another one because I know you didn't have dinner tonight. Hey, that was perfectly timed right to the music. Okay, here's the question that I have for you. Orly,
yep.
Lil
to
D.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
Orly, Lil D, Philippius. Okay, we got a few minutes left in the show. I was out at Home Depot this week and they had their holiday Christmas decorations out. And I bought a few new things. I bought 2 4-foot-tall nutcrackers.
4 foot tall.
I brought them home, and I instantly wanted to go into the garage and get all the Christmas decorations out and start decorating.
Oh, God, turn it up. But did you decorate your house?
I did not yet. Lord. So here's the question. When is it too soon to decorate for Christmas?
It's never too soon.
October.
I listen to Christmas music year round. The kids love it. But as far as decorating Christmas, we're starting. We're going to put up our tree tomorrow.
Really?
Yep.
You can't even wait till after Thanksgiving?
Nope. Because then we get busy. And then my wife had a point. She said, we're going to wait. If we wait till after Thanksgiving, we're going to get busy and go, oh, wait, we'll do it next week. And then before you know it, then we'll be upset because we're going to be like, it's only going to be up for 1 week now. So we figure put it up now. And it'll be up. It's a fake one, so.
Right, mine is too. And here's the, and oh, by the way, speaking of the fake Christmas tree, I need Lady to come over and do the palms again, because she's perfect at that. Little D's wife is perfect at making my fake tree look full every year. She goes.
She's a good fluffer?
She goes branch by branch.
Yes, she is.
She goes branch by branch, limb by limb. I need her to come over, and I'm going to apologize to her for not showing up to her birthday party.
As long as you're not creepy in the corner with no shirt on going,
yeah, I'm bringing it.
No. Yeah. And please have her wear something low cut.
This is my brother. I done shared stuff with him that no other man has ever seen.
I disagree 100%. I am not going to sign off on that. He is lying for the sake of radio.
I am
don't
lying.
Don't put that out there because I don't want it to be like Corey is creeping on his brother's wife.
No, we look at each other's, like if he ever get his wife, well, when he get his wife, I'm going to be banging her.
Because I'm not going to be able to satisfy her. You got to step in. So if I decorate it like this weekend, it's not awkward?
No.
She can't do it this weekend because I got a celebrity gig to do this weekend.
She can do whatever she
Maybe
wants.
Maybe Sunday we can come by.
You don't have to be here.
We can't with do him? One. No, we're going to do one here too. We're going
to
do one.
I'm saying you don't have to be with her at his house.
She can come to the house by herself.
Yeah.
No, she. Oh, you talk about the one at your house. What about the one she did here?
No,
fluffy.
No, the decorated one that we're going to do here. No. I don't even know where the tree is that we put up here in the studio that year.
She did the one here.
She did the one here. I don't even know where that thing went. I barely found the fall decorations. I don't even know where the hell the Christmas decorations are.
Well, people skip Thanksgiving, I feel. Like, there's no decorating Thanksgiving. It's Halloween, then it goes Christmas.
It really does.
It's not too early. It's perfect. Really
does. Oh, Lady K just joined us. Hey, Lady K.
Are you
she
late?
Was working. She was working, oh, little
right.
D.
I'm sorry.
I will kick your ass over, Lady K. I will bust your head up into the white meat, I swear for the Lord. So it's okay if I decorate early because these nutcrackers is the bomb.com. And here's the thing.
Yeah, big nutcracker.
They were huge. Here's the thing, Orly. I saw them and they were like, number one, they were $20 a piece.
That's it?
And
for 4 feet?
Yes. And I asked the Home Depot person that was there. I was like, how many of these do you guys have? She says, what's on the floor is all we're going to get. They only had 8 available.
So you bought all 8?
So I bought all 8 of them to resell them for $25 a piece.
You took them home or you
I took them home. I didn't bring them to the studio. Why the hell did I bring them to the studio?
So bring one and put it up on display so we can see.
I'll take a picture and do it. But it's okay to decorate. I'm feeling that I want to decorate right now. I don't think it's too.
Because I feel Christmas brings people, or most people that like Christmas, it gets you in a good mood. So if you have those decorations up, then you're going to start to have the good mood already. You know what I mean? You're going to be good.
And my house looks really bare when the Christmas decorations aren't up.
Like a bare-ass moon.
It does, because I have no, Lip, you've been over my house when it's not Christmas. It's very bare. I'm a minimalist at my home. I have very little, like my living room has the couch, an ottoman, and the TV.
That's about it.
So when I put up decorations, I got the garlands on the corner. I got 4,000 poinsettias. Remember last Christmas when I ordered all those poinsettias? I still have all of them. But here's the first thing that came to my mind when I bought these cartoon-sized nutcrackers. I said to myself, where the hell am I going to store these things in the off-season?
But where are you going to put them? Like, where are you going to set them up at?
I don't know. I was thinking right in the entryway. No, they're not outside things.
No, okay.
They're inside things.
Don't set
they're solid
outside,
wood.
Because people be going by. You see those stories where people are stealing stuff lately? Like, displays off of your yard?
That does happen.
It really does. So.
I know it does happen, but I don't know. I'm just like, I want to get into the studio, but here's the thing. I don't know, Lil D. Mama Blaze has not determined whether or not Christmas is going to be at my place. And the only reason why I really go out for Christmas is if I'm hosting people. So this is my backup plan.
So Orly,
you'll be really happy about
Orly's this. House.
No, I'm planning Christmas parties at my house.
Ooh. Company Christmas parties?
Company of friends of mine that would be invited to my house. I'm inviting my lesbian girlfriend who just proposed to her girlfriend.
Okay.
I'm inviting a dude from work that I want to touch inappropriately.
Okay.
And I'm inviting another dude that I just met on the side of the road because he was homeless and didn't have a family for Christmas.
What about your coworkers?
I'm sorry, what?
Us.
Us. Lil D, you know my coworker. You family, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I'm a coworker today, so what about us?
No.
I got to get divided. Divided? I get divided. What I got to get invited one way or the other.
The first step is English. We're going to get that done. We're going to get that down. Then we can talk about the holidays. You're making me give you my Trump hand. You're making me give you the Trump hand. I will give you the Trump
hand. Believe me. Believe
me. One of the parties that I have on my list. Orly, and I need a timpani for this.
Ooh, a new beach.
One of the parties. Not after that. PJ tweet. One of the parties that I have on my list to have during the holiday season is. Ready for it?
Yep.
Wait for it. It's coming. It's a long one. A show Christmas party at Casa La Blaze.
Can a listener come?
Spirit fingers.
Clothing optional.
We're going to go out on that one. Absolutely. Clothing optional, except for Lil D. I didn't see your thing too many times. Especially that one time when we went to Wet n' Wild up north.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I went down the slide, and then you went down the slide way too soon. There is nothing worse than having your, and you took your shorts off. There's nothing worse than having your brother's dang dang coming at you at 35 miles an hour. I felt like I was pistol whipped. That's a lie.
I've been banned ever since.
That's a lie from Scrubs. There was the one little kid was standing when he hit the bottom. When he hit the bottom of the pool, one little kid was standing off the side and said, "Mommy, I found the Loch Ness monster."
But I,
little D,
said, so did I.
Keep your clothes on, damn it, hell.
Hey, I try, but it's a new beach in here today.
Lady K, we love you so much, and thank you for joining us, even late, baby girl. We love you so much. We will have details soon about the Fat Guy Radio Show Christmas giveaway, where we will have a listener sit in on a taping of the show. It will happen in the month of December before Christmas, so keep that in mind. And I got a lot of people tweeting me and a lot of people sending me messages about how do I do it, how do I do it. We'll have those details next week. And Orly, next week, our show is augmented once again.
Wednesday.
We are on Wednesday because it is Thanksgiving week.
Yep. Yes. So if you're going to forget, follow us on Twitter.
Please.
Facebook, Instagram, and we'll be sending out reminders all through the week.
Absolutely. So, we'll have it all changed up on our website as well. We will be on Wednesday of next week for Thanksgiving. And you know what, Orly and Philippians?
What?
Yeah.
Lil D?
Bring your appetite next week.
Ooh.
That's all I'll say. Bring your appetite next week because it is Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm coming on this show. Wednesday show?
No. Lil D, we're taping next week on Thursday.
Vegetarian tamales?
Oh, hell no.
If you know somebody with tamales, get at your boy at Corey Blaze on the Twitter.
Martha. Or Liz, I bet you.
But please make sure your kitchen, I need a picture of your kitchen too.
And your hands. Food handler's card.
And your hands.
And your ass. What? That's not right. I apologize for that. All right, we got to get the hell out of here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Lil D just plumb took over the damn show. Today's show was brought to you by Target Black Friday Deal. Sign up today at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Expect more. Pay less. We love hearing from you. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Or if speed isn't your bag, you can always email us or mail us something, snail mail, to BDB Radio Network, Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Interact with us on social media, like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Google+, and Tumblr. Internet marketing, ladies and gentlemen, is the wave of the new business. Get the word out by advertising on this show. Email info@bdbradionetwork.com or visit bdbradio.com. For our executive producer, Full Olympias.
Yes.
And co-host, Orly.
See you later.
And my little brother, Little D.
Dabby B.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone that skinny people.
Dabby B.
Fat people already know they're fat.
He looks at you.
So stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you what's it all about, make sure that you don't pop a boner at the nudist colony and reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week for an all-new Fat Guy Radio Show on Wednesday night. Wednesday night. We will be back. See you at the top.
Bye-bye. Naked balls in the studio.
Hey,
it's Orly back to remind everyone about shopping Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or through the Amazon icon on the new Fat Guy Radio Show app. It's where I go to do all my online shopping, so be like me and the rest of the guys on the show. Shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or through our new show app. See ya!